Dr. Gemara, by Rami Bar Chama. How do you like a bus of Zibche Shlom and Blachas Rikas Dunham? The person says, this piece of bread should be banned to me like the meat of a shlomim after Zrikas Damim. Mahu, what is the din? Is the piece of bread banned or is it not banned? Dr. Gemara, either Kamer Bahadein Lishna, if he spoke it out in that language and he said, La'achas Zrikas Damim, the Torah Kamatras. So he's saying it should be like a piece of meat that's edible. It's like saying it should be like your steak on the table. Because after Zrikas Damim, anybody can eat the meat. So therefore, what is the question? Answer the Gemara. Agav the Malchus Bas Zivcha Shlomim Kamei. There was a piece of Shlomim in front of him. It was after Zrikas Damim, and it was sitting in front of him. Malchus Da'atera Gamei. And next to it was a piece of bread. And as the Rush speaks out, I don't care where the piece of bread is. It doesn't have to be next to the Shlomim. V'yamar Zeh Kazeh. The bread should be like this piece of meat. Now this piece of meat is in the state of Heter. But it came from a state of Isser. He didn't say, I want it to be like this piece of meat now. He said, I want it to be like this piece of meat. My, the Kare Kamatzis, does he mean in the status of the meat before Zrikas Damim? Because why did he say it should be like this piece of meat? He probably might have meant, or there's a chance he meant, that it means like the Shlomim was. Or is he going in its current state, and in the current state, this piece of meat is mutter. Zuck the rush. We're going to start from the rush. The meat is mutter already. You do the zrikas adam. And then you can eat the meat. Even though that as long as you didn't offer the emurim, the fat, on the mizbeach, you can't eat the meat. The Gemara did not want to use that that it's talking about Zivchei Shlomim La'achar Haktaris Emurim. Why? Even though it's true that the meat doesn't become mutter till after Haktaris Emurim, the Minim B'Psachim, he less who, when the Emurim aren't around, they're not offerable. On Shaditmu, they became Tamei, Oyav, they got lost. Le'ma'akvi, you can eat the meat anyway. If it's here, you have to wait till after you burn the Emurim. But if it's not here, you don't have to wait. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say something that always is the thing that permits the meat to eat. Meaning, as soon as Rikas Adam is done, if the meat is mutter, sometimes, or many times, you have to wait for a next step. But that's the always, the necessity is Rikas Adam. Either coming by day, Lishna, Betera Kamatsis, then Loike, Lama Hiskarakas Rikas Adam. If he didn't mean its current state, so why did he say so? From the Machas Bas is Zabach Shlomim Lachas Rikas Damim. Machas Hateret Gabay. Now, Rush is bothered. Why does the meat have to be, the bread have to be next to the meat? Dr. Rush, Avagav the Nuk of the Machas Basar. Since it says the meat is here, Nukinami Machas Hateret Gabay. So it says the bread is next to it. The Ain Sarok Shay Gavar Hanadar, Aitzel Hadavar Shinifas, right? You don't need the bread to be next to the meat. The bread can be 10 miles away. As long as you say the bread is like the meat on the table, that's being matzahs in the meat. So it's just because it says the meat is sitting here, so it says the bread is next to it. Be karek a matzahs, imashah hayakaitim zrika, like it was before zrika. Zakta gemara amar rabba, tashma, let us try to figure out that loch. The Mishnah mentions zayser upigul. Like a person says his bread is like nicer, or like pigul, it becomes nicer. Now, Nicer and Pigle, Lacha Zrikas Damim. Nicer and Pigle is already after Zrikas Damim. And let me explain. The Nicer and Pigle is an interesting twist because it started off as a kosher carbon and as a Dover Hanother. It was something that you made usher. A person donated a carbon. He made that carbon usher. That is called a Dover Hanother, an item that was banned by man. Then, when he does the Zrikas Adam, at that point, the meat became mutter. And then, well, it didn't become mutter. Let's take the case of Nicer first. It became mutter, was totally edible, and then he left it past the time. So now it's Nicer. And he said, this should be like this piece of meat, like Nicer. Right? Now, at this state, he didn't make Nicer Usser he made nicer. I mean, nicer is an outgrowth of his neder. He made the neder, and because of his neder, this piece of meat is now nicer. So that's only if you say that you go back to the state that it was when he uttered it. At this point, it's after Zrikas Hadam, right? And therefore, the same thing is true by Pigul, can't become Pigul till after Zrika. So if he must be going back to the fact that he made it into a carbon, even though at this point, what he made into a carbon evolved into totally something else, because his carbon part, the Isser, because he donated it, went off. Teretz is, we say he means the carbon at its beginning state, which is Bikare Kamatris. That means he's going back to the fact that he donated it. Even though he's saying nicer and pickle, he means the carbon that I donated that now is nicer, or now is pickle. Because he can't mean now, because this is not his donation. His donation of the carbon, the Isser went off as soon as they did Zrika Sadah. Something else came on it. And therefore, if he meant to something else, it wouldn't work, because that's not something he made. He must mean the original carbon.
Pigul's not a good example, because Pigul never becomes permitted. So this is not a good example.
You're right and not right. Let me explain why. The halacha by Pigul is that it doesn't become Pigul till after he does Zrikas Hadam. And when he does Zrikas Hadam, the Me'ilah goes off. The Isser that he donated, the carbon, is removed and is replaced by a new Isser of Pigul. His Isser, they did all the four Avedis that are necessary, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. And when they finish the Zrika, the Me'ilah is off the meat. The meat is no longer susceptible to Me'ilah, which comes from his neder. Right? One donates a carbon, there's an Isser Me'ilah. That came across because he donated it. That leaves as soon as they did the Zrika. Even though it's Pigul, that's a new thing that came here, that took over, but his Isser is off. Because his Isser removed by Zrika, and Pigul doesn't kick in till after Zrika. When they did the Zrika, they removed everything that he put on and replaced it now with something else. So yes, it's true that it never became in reality edible, but his part was removed as soon as they did the Zrika Sadam. It was replaced by Pigul. And that's not he made. That's not a man-made Isser. That's a Torah-made Isser.
You keep saying that Pigul does not kick in until after Zrika. I thought Pigul was, if you had a poor makshava at any of the four avodas, including Kabbalah Sadam.
Yes and no. You're 100% right that the makshava happened at any of the four avodas, but it doesn't turn into Pigul unless they do Zrika. Let's say he shechted it with the wrong makshava, and they never did Zrika, and somebody eats it. Now, Pigul can be a chi of karas for eating Pigul. This person will never get karas because they didn't finish the four services of the carbon.
Okay.
So you're right that what created the Pigul was at the tribe of the Shechita. But if they would stop right there and the person would eat the meat, he would not be ever eating Pigul. It didn't turn into Pigul yet. One of the requirements of Pigul is that all four services be finished. They don't all four have to be done with the wrong machshava, but they have to be done. If they're not done, it doesn't turn into Pigul. We're not learning Zrachim now, but we learned this out of Pesukim, that it doesn't turn into Pigul until after the Zrika is done. After the Zrika is done, the Me'ilah goes off. What he created, it leaves. It's replaced by Pigul. And Pigul is not something that he created.
So this example is trying to bring to the pre-state?
This is a riot, you go to the pre-state, correct. Zakarash. But nicer pigul lachas rikas damim. Do I make me nicer? It can't become nicer unless at one point it was permissible to the kahanim. Ailam is meyach. It says, B'yayim zibchachem ye'ochem umimachras. Pasuk says, eat it on the day you shechted it, and the next day, this is it, Meshlamim. Now, nicer, Emmanuel, what's left becomes nicer, and you have to burn. Well, Pigul Nami, like Mikva Pigul, it doesn't become established with Pigul, Achi Akrivu Kol Matirav, until you bring all the things that permit it, which means the Zrikas Hadab. The Chimatlis Bo, Labe Isser Nicer Pigul Kamatlis, he's not saying this should be nicer or Pigul, because the Dabar Asahu, that's not man-made. It must mean that he wants it to be like the original carbon, which you call the priesthood. And at that point, what he created, which by the time it's nicer and pigul, his created iser, which was the meila, is removed. So therefore, right? So therefore, where is it? I lost my place. Right. Alma be'ikur kamatzis. So we see that when he says this bread is like this, like nicer, he doesn't mean its current state of nicer. He means what made it nicer all the way at the beginning, which was this person donating the carbon. And for the Gemara, Amale Rabuna Bredra of Nassim. So Rabuna Bredra of Nassim answered Rabba that your proof is not a proof. Because.
The question.
I'm sorry?
The question.
So, Rabbi Cohen,
yes.
So what's the Devron Nador here?
The carbon.
Okay, and then what did he, to make it no sir, he didn't do anything.
Exactly. So it's not a Devron Nador when it becomes nicer. What's the Devron Nador is that it was a carbon.
So that makes it that it's a neder then.
That's what the Gemara is proving. That even though the neder is off, we still say be kari kamatzis. It goes back to the original state of this piece of meat, which was that it was a carbon. And that's what he means when he says like nicer or pickle. That means when a person has something that's now not a davar another, he doesn't mean it at this state, he means it at its original state. So the same thing is true when a person has meat of shlamim after zrika. He doesn't mean it at now. He means it as the original state.
Is it no sir now? Rebbe, if the neidav of the korban was the kohen who did the avoda, is it still called that pigle has nothing to do with him?
Right, because he doesn't. A person can donate a korban. What creates pigle is that the Torah said it becomes pigle. Like a guy shecht something, it becomes treif. He did it the wrong way. We don't consider he made the iser. The iser treif is in the Torah. The iser treif is something that's put on by the Torah at a certain point. When he makes a carbon, he is donating that carbon. He is creating that iser. We went through this last week. Why isn't the veil a man-made when he shoots it? Because nevela is not because he shoot it. That's just how it became a nevela. The Torah makes the Isser nevela. Whereas by Korban, it's his donation that makes it Hegdish.
Well, I thought the raya from nevela was it could die by itself.
That was just to show that it's not a man-made Isser. But it's not a man-made Isser because the Torah says nevela is Isser. The Torah never said you have to donate a Korban. You donated on your own free will and made it into a carbon.
Can I clarify the case? It's talking where machis befun of a baser pigle?
Yes. It doesn't have to be machis befun of. He can say this loaf of bread is like that pigle.
Yeah, I understand he's talking about something that already became pigle that became nicer already. But he's referring to the original state when it's done.
That's what we're bringing a proof from the Mishnah.
What if it dies? It's like this bus.
What?
It dies. We send the veil, you can't do it too. But his carbon.
I lost. Is this, one second. The case here is it's pigle or nice, and it means it was a carpet. Didn't die. He tested it. He did Zrika.
What if he had a
carbon? I don't know what you mean, what if it died? What?
He had a carbon. He was manat of a carbon, and it dies. And he says, I want it to be like...
But halacha is, the meila goes off. Gemara meila says, the meila goes off. So now it's not a carbon.
It doesn't mean to the original state when it was alive.
I don't know. The Gemara never discussed it. I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay, but in its current state, it's usher to him anyway. I mean, and but
right.
This.
And for the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna Bnei Rav Nasan, no raya, because the nicer shall Ayla. Ayla never becomes permissible. Ayla, his issa remains on it till it's totally burnt on the Mizbeach. It never became permissible. So if a guy shechted an Ayla and didn't burn the meat, it turns into nicer, and his issa is still there. It never lost the issa that he put on, because Ayla doesn't become permissible till it's burnt. And it's not like shlomim or taida or chata or saracham. You do the zrikas adam and then somebody can eat it. Ayla can never be eaten.
So
Ayla and pigul of Ayla, by Nicer and pigul of Ayla, never lose their me'ila. They always remain with me'ila, so his Isser is current. On the Nicer is his Isser as well. So they're now two Isserim. One that he created that never was removed, and one that the Torah added. But it's not like he became removed and then something else came on. That would be the Shaila Mikara now. Here, it never became Mutter. The status of Me'ila, which he made, which is the Davar HaNadar, remains on Ayla, never gets removed. It never becomes edible.
So
Rex and Gemara.
This is a bad example, right?
I said, can we wait two more on? Amalei, so Rava says back to Ravuna Banasin, and Cain, listen, why did the Mishnah say Nicer and Pigle? And they're talking about Ayla, listen, let it learn, Kibatzer Ayla. Why does it have to say Kipigle? Can be any meat of an Ayla. Is Aser. Why did the Mishnah pick Nicer and Pigle? As if to tell us a Chiddush. This Chiddush that you're telling me that it still remains Aser because it's his meat, because it's still his carbon, never went off. Talk about meat of Ayla. It doesn't have to be Nicer and Pigle. So the Gemara let me buy a come on. Telling you a Chiddush. Loi me buy a Basar Ayla, the Aser, the carbon Kamatzes. By Ayla, it always remains a carbon. So it's a regular Davar HaNadar. Take a bigger Chiddush. About the nicer pigle, the Ayla Istrucha. Talkadai the Chamina, the Istr nicer, the Istr pigle. He doesn't mean the original state. He means all the way back to being a car. You would think he means now. Now it's not a Davar HaNadar. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. Rabbi like Kamash was the Davar Asvila Mitzr. Kamash Malan. So Ravuna Banasan stuck to his guns. That our Mishnah is not a Raya because it's talking about Ayla. And the Chiddush of Pigul Nicer is that even though now there's two Isurim on the meat, because A, it's a Davar HaNadar, he donated the carbon, and B, it's also Nicer and Pigul. So which one does he mean when he says, Hare Allah to Nicer to Pigul? Does he mean the Nicer Isur, the Pigul Isur, which is not man-made, or does he mean the original carbon? Not because he's going back to what it was, it is now a carbon, it's an Ayla. So therefore, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that we say he means the one he created. Again, it's still current. Unlike Rava, who said this is a past, this is an original, this is a pre-Isser, the Ravuna Banasan is answering, it's here now. And the Chiddush is that even though now it's linked up with another Isser, which is a Davar Asser, you would think that he meant like the Isser of Nicer and Pigle, which he can't do. He can't make a bread like Nicer and Pigle. We say no. He means the current Isser of carbon that never got removed. That's why the Mishnah tells us the halacha of Nicer and Pigle. So to put it together, Rava understood that it can't mean he wants to make it nicer. And it can't mean he wants to make it pigle, because that's not man-made. So if the Mishnah says it's Isser, the Mishnah must mean he meant its former state when it was a carbon. That's a raya, the mikara kamatzis. The Gemara's answer is, it's something that's currently a carbon. It never lost the status of carbon because it never became muta to eat. And the chiddush is that even though it is now a carbon, so the chayav is pashut, it was added a new iser that's not a man-made iser. So now when the guy says to nicer, it becomes questionable. Does he mean the man-made iser, or does he mean the Torah made iser? The answer is that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that he's trying to aser. So therefore, we say he means the man-made iser that's currently there. But we have no proof to something that was once there and then got removed. Whether he means its original state or its current state.
Well, what's the
question?
What's the difference if he, which one he made it for? If he says for Ola. As it is now, because it's made by the Torah, that then it's not a good netter? What's the chiddush?
Yeah. Can a person say this bet is by chazer?
No.
Okay. Can a person say this bet that this bet is pickle? By pickle?
Well, pickle had a shas. Oh, and the island never
forget
had.
About shas. Now.
As it is now. With the svara that we say about chazer, the answer is no, you cannot.
Okay, that's true. That's not a svara, it's a fact. So now, what if this piece of meat has two isurim on it? One that he created that's still there, and one that the Torah added.
Okay. So
what do we say when he says that bread is like pickle, which has two isurim on it? The carbon ether.
It is a disser. It is a good header. And only
that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Even it's not a once was a carbon, it still is a carbon. Because it's Ayla. And by Ayla, it never loses that thing that he created. Because it never became permissible to eat.
Because he still has Me'ila on it.
Correct. That is just the proof that it's his man-made ether.
So would we bring a riot to that? That anything you don't have me'ila on, you cannot make a neder on?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Buster's zevach shlamim. Now he can. He does no me'ila anymore.
So that's the shaila. Does he go back to its original state or not? We wanted to prove it from the Mishnah.
Prove from Ayla that you can't go. You can't go to the original state because currently there's Me'ila.
One second, Moshe. If the Mishnah were talking about a shlomim that's nicer and pickle, why would it be usher?
It's not talking about shlomim.
Again, I'm asking you a question. If the Mishnah were talking about shlomim, why would it be usher?
Two reasons. Are there two reasons?
No.
The two reasons why this meat is out there. What would the guy, if the Mishnah we're talking about, the guy said the bread is like shlum pigle or shlumim? He would use the word pigle, and he's referring to shlumim. What would be on the bread?
I don't know.
And the Mishnah said the tasser. So what would the Mishnah be teaching me?
That I can do it even after it's... Even after it becomes pigle and me'ila is removed.
Why? It's not a carbon now.
It's pigle. I mean, it's a man. That's the terrorist. Okay, pigle, but isn't? I mean, pigle.
Again, you're not answering my question. If the Mishnah were talking about a shlomim, and the Mishnah would say the guy says it's like pigle, it's husser. What would the Mishnah be teaching me?
He meant at the time that he could have me'ila in it. At that state, before the pigle, yes.
Would we call Mikara Kamatzis?
Yeah, Mikara Kamatzis.
That was Rava's Raya. Comes Rav Huna Bar Nathan and says, who told you the Mishnah is talking about Shlomim? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about Ayla, which is currently Me'ila. Now Rav Huna Bar Nathan is saying, I'm sure that it's talking about Ayla. He's saying you can't prove anything because it might be talking about Ayla.
Yeah, so why is that? How does that help?
Because it's me'ila now. The reason a carbon becomes permissible is because it became permissible to eat. Ayla never became permissible. So the issue he put on remains there always. It never removed. It's current.
What about the arayis of the ayla?
Forget about the arayis. We're not talking about arayis. We're talking about basar. That's not complicated. The Mishnah said basar. Didn't say iris.
So why doesn't the Mishnah speak it out specifically? Why does it say it so vaguely?
That I don't know. But that's where Huna Bar Nathan is answering Rava. Don't prove anything from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah might be discussing only Ayla.
But if you're discussing only Ola, you still need Dabar HaNadr, don't you?
Because it's now a Dabar HaNadr. Not because it was. It is. And Ola remains a Dabar HaNadr.
Before it became a korban, you had to make it a korban, right?
And it never got removed from that state. It always remains the korban.
Right, so that's originally.
But Megillah's remaining.
It's still now. What removed it? The question we had was, the Basar Shlamim is now permissible. It is no longer a korban. And the guy says the bread should be like this meat. Does he mean now, or does he mean in its original state? Ayla can't be a proof, because Ayla now is still a korban. You can't prove that you go back to the original when it's still currently a korban.
Bishlamim by Shlamim, what?
The korban status is off. He can eat it.
No more people. I mean, no more Megillah.
No more Kedushas korban. I mean, it has Kedushas korban. You have to eat it in Shlamim. But it's not usher. It's mutter. You can eat the meat. You can eat the bread. You can eat anything you want. But by Ayla, it never became mutter. So it's not something that was removed and you're referring back to what it was. It is. The Chiddush is, it is two things. It is a Davar HaNadar, and it's also a Davar HaAser, and we're saying that the Mishnah is telling me he means the Nadar part. But you don't see anything about going back to what it was. It is. It is a carbon. It never lost the status of carbon.
Why is it Asher then?
Because you made an Ayla. And Ayla remains Asher. You can never eat an Ayla. Can never eat an Ayla. Am I not being clear?
Maybe he's being clear. Taking a clear picture of a fuzzy object.
What?
I said you're taking a clear picture of a fuzzy object.
Okay, that's Rashi. B'naisir the Rashi. B'naisir pikel shalayla. Shalayata midei me'ila. Ushmai Allah v'aylam. Unlike the shlamim that you loses me'ila, Ayla never does. Achi yituch habasar. Until you burn the meat. Yituch means it gets consumed. And came listening to Basar Ayla. What was the reason the Mishnah pissed my ger pego? It's to tell me, Lashmina, to be karakamatsis. Right? Why pick nicer and pego if you're talking about Ayla, just talking meat of Ayla? The answer is, it's only a chedesh. Even though this thing now has two prohibitions, one man-made, one tyre-made. Still, we say he means the man-made. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But it's not going back to what it was, it's going to what it is. It is now a Davar HaNadar. It still has the Ayla Isser on it. Does the Gemara make sense? So, he asked the question. Now, the Rishayim are bothered. Nobody said anything definitively. What are we asking a question? Rami Bar Chama had a shayla. Rabbi tried to prove it. The Funa Bar Nathan got out of the proof. Nobody said one way or the other. You ask a question of people who say halacha, and you have a brisa that says not like that. There is nobody that said the halacha. Rabbi tried. The Funa Bar Nathan got out of it. So who are we asking a question on? So therefore, Zakti Rash, Meitzve Eze Isser, Harav Eliezer Zal, Gairis Tashma. He's Gairis Tashma. We're not asking it anybody. We're just trying to prove the Shaila. Does the Rush myself, Miulei Kashi, Gersina Meisle? I have no problem. The Parak, Ravuna Bar Rav Nassim, Shabbat Litchas Divrei Rava. Ravuna Bar Nassim got out of Rava's answer, Rava's Raya, so we're asking on him that we have a Raya like Rava, therefore you're wrong, your answer is wrong. That's what the Meisle is. You got out of Rava's raya by saying it's Ayla. That means you're saying that Rava didn't have a good proof. Well, I have another proof that proves Rava is right. So we're saying it in the way of question. Shepashet lai, the Beikar of Kamatis. Rava tried to prove that we go to the original, and the Hunabir of Nasa got out of it. But we're going to show you in a different case that we go by the original. So Rava was right. That's why the Gemara says question. The question of Huna bar Nasan getting out of the Raya. That's how the Rush translates. Next thing. Eze Isser Amma B'Tayra. What is the Tayra said? Ishki Yidra Neder Lashem. Yishav HaShua. Lesser Isser Al Nafshai. What is this Isser that the Tayra means that person makes something usher himself? We're explaining the Pasuk. Person bans something to himself. What does he do? Give examples of that. So I think it's a Mishnah in Shavuot, brings examples, or it might be a Braisa, brings examples to what is the case when a person bans something. Amar Hareini Shle'eichel Basar, person says Hareini, I am. Really, that's usually a lesson of Shrua. But we're using it here as neder, and if a person speak out, that if the Mishnah is just trying to get a point across without being specific in whether he says it about himself or about the item. But it's talking about neder. Hareini shle'echu baser, u'shle'esh de'yayin, ki'yayim shemeis be'aviv, ki'yayim shemeis be'rabbi, ki'yayim shenerik be'agdaliya b'nachika. Ki'yayim shereisi yushalayim b'churbana. Okay. So the person says, His father died. And on the day his father died, he fasted, or he banned himself. He didn't eat meat. He accepted not to eat meat or drink wine on the day his father died. And then, it's interesting, the Gemara uses, it was a Sunday. So on that Sunday, he banned himself from wine and or meat. And then many other Sundays passed by that he ate meat and drank wine. And then one day he says, I want this Sunday, the Gemara at this point understands that he said, I want today to be like Sunday. Now, which Sunday does he mean? Dr. Breitzer, he means the Sunday his father died. But he says, the meat should be to me today, like it was on Sunday, we translate it to mean like the Sunday his father died. Not the last 10 Sundays that he ate meat and drank wine. This meat should be to me like Sunday. So we translate the word like Sunday to mean like the Sunday his father died. Now that to the Gemara is analogous to the shlomim that was a shlomim and became permissible. Sunday was usher one time and then became permissible. The rest of the Sundays were fine. So therefore, l'chayra we say, when he says like Sunday, he means the Sunday, the original Sunday of the sequence, which was the day his father died. So we are translating a form of mikara kamatzis. We look at that Sunday as the original Sunday, and then the subsequent Sundays were mutter, and now he says, like Sunday, we translate it to mean like the original Sunday, which was the day his father died, where he didn't eat meat or drink wine. So that's what the Gemara is proving, that Mikara Kamatzis, or the same thing his Rebbe died, or the same thing Tzum Gedalia. Tzum Gedalia, he himself banned himself from eating on Tzum Gedalia. It was Asher anyway, Midrabanan. He made it an Issa Deraisa. He banned himself from eating on Tzum Gedalia. And now he's saying he wants it to be like Tzum Gedalia. That's not a Chiddush. The Chiddush there is a different one. That's not Mikara Kamatzis. The Mikara Kamatzis comes from his father and Rebbe. It was a certain Sunday that he answered. The subsequent Sundays were permissible. And when he says like Sunday, we say, oh, he means the original Sunday. The original Sunday, which is the day he answered himself and meat and wine on the day his father died.
Rebbe, well, why is there any of these proofs at all? Just say, since we don't know, we say, Sam Nidarim Lahachmir.
That is an excellent question. Many a seer has been written on that question. I'm not going to get involved in the answer. It's a little bit complicated. But I will say that this is discussed by the Ganat and Reb Shmuel Rizavsky. This is a question that's dealt with in the Achrenim. This is a great question. Why don't we say Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer? We don't know he means the original or now. So the Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer said he meant the original. Excellent question.
I just want to also add, when we
say... I want to make sure everybody heard it. Rabbi Cohn asked an excellent question. Yes.
I just wanted to ask, when we do say Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer, is that mitum safek mitum vadai?
You asked me this last week, and I think we'll discuss it when we get to your test or test, whatever it is. This is a repeat. You asked me this last week. In fact, last week you were sure it's mitam safek.
Rebbe, why is Rebbe teaching the brisa that he didn't say kayom shemes aviv?
So the Rush, I think, addresses it. Let's see the Rush. Eze Yisra Mabatayra, Pei Gimel, the Shuas Mukha Klop, Eze Yisra Nedra Mabatayra. The Gemara Shuas proves that it's going on Nedra. Yayim Shemez Ba'aviv, Urcha de Milsen is normal, with Star B'yayim Shemez Ba'aviv Rabbi. Normal for a person to feel pain and withhold himself from certain things on the day that his Rebbe or father died, so he banned himself from meat and wine on that day. Hey, Dami, Rab the Kanadar. Good. One second. I think that go over here takes out the word Bahu. Right. I'm sorry. Bahu Chag the Shabbos the Meis Aviv. So the Rush explains. Now Shemeis Aviv is the Echad the Shabbos. It's interesting that they don't talk about a calendar day. They talk about a day of the week. So Father died on a Sunday. On that day, he banned himself from eating meat. After a time, I'm Rachilas Basar like Chad B'Shabbat. I banned the meat like Sunday. Zucked the Rush. The Kali B'Brai said, Yom Shemesh by others. Loisha Amr came the Fadish. It's not that he said it the Fadish, because that would be no Kiddush. What would be the Kiddush to say that he banned himself on that Sunday, and now he's saying it's exactly like they, he says it out the Fadish? That wouldn't be a Kiddush. Ella Omar ke'echad b'shabbat, like Sunday, right? Skip the parentheses. Avagav ve'ikim ha'isachad b'shabbat ha'yayim hazeh. Since even though from that Sunday till now, kam achad b'shabbat sh'ochu b'asr, aminan mi'kara k'matris, ve'isachad b'shabbat sh'asar l'achilis b'asr, shumdan noidr l'isr k'machad. Why would he say, we say he means the isr, why? Why would he say it's like a Sunday day at eat? Eat meat without saying this should be like Sunday. Terah says he's obviously trying to answer. He's trying to answer. It makes sense that he's going back to that Sunday. Same thing here when he says the bread is like this meat, like shlomim. He doesn't mean to answer, so what is he talking about? So he says, therefore, he must mean meat kara kamatras. Hilchah matzinan the ister zibke shlomim.
Rebbe?
Kalina, the ister zibke shlomim, nami kalina, the meat kara kamatras. These are the investors, the same thing. We're saying that even though there are many Sundays that were mutter, and he could have meant like that, but there would be no reason for him to talk that way. Why would he mention it's like Sunday if it's mutter? Let me just finish. So therefore, there's a raya that he must mean the Sunday. So when he says like this piece of meat, he must mean its original state. Let me just read the answer. As for the Gemara, it's no raya. Because, where is it? Amr Shmuel? It made a net of that day. He's talking about Sunday, and he's saying it should be like that Sunday. He's going back on the Sunday that his father died. Even though there are many Sundays that was mutter, it's not talking about there were subsequent Sundays or mutter. Every Sunday he offered himself a meat. The day his father died, and that became a minute, that every Sunday he banned himself a meat. Now he says, I want it to be like Sunday. So by saying Sunday, he means all Sundays. They're all banned. And therefore, that's why it works. Because Sundays is a current, not a former. Because every Sunday since then he banned himself of meat. And now he's standing on another day and he says, I want it to be like Sunday. He must mean that the Sunday, any Sunday. So there's no raya. What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara in Shavuos talks about Kedushim. This is in a Konami. At this point, the Gemara doesn't ask, so what's the Chiddush? But the Gemara in Shavuos asks the question, we'll get into that maybe, maybe not. Yes, Avraham, what's your question?
We had that very famous rush that Rebbe said that because you said Shelo Ocha Lecha, that's a raya that you wanted to do Isser. And that would let you say the Abba Shtikal Torah. Only because you said Shelo Ocha Lecha, right?
Well, here he said it should be like that Sunday. That's instead of saying Shelo Ocha Lecha.
What I'm trying to say is that Rebbe was teaching, he's saying if a person's going to make one something, he's making a neder, it's most mustabra that he's trying to do to us or something, right? Meaning, it has nothing to do with, even if you said she'ocha l'cha, it doesn't matter. You're trying
again,
to
in
ask.
This case, again, Rabbi Cohen, in this case,
you understand what Rebbe, what I'm trying to say? It's because,
no, because we're assuming, again, he didn't say Sha'aychel, and he didn't say Sha'la'aychel. He said, meat should be like me, like it is on Sunday. That's what he said. Now, the reason the Gemara brought a proof that it's meat correct about this is your Svara. Why would he say it if he wants to eat the meat? Say nothing.
Right.
But me, he means the original Sunday. So the same thing is Vaishlamim. Why would he say it's like this piece of meat that's now permissible? Must mean that he means the original Shlomim. The Gemara's answer is, it's a current. It's not an original. He didn't eat meat any Sunday since then. Therefore, when he says like Sunday, he means this.
I understand what you're saying, Rebbe's saying, but what I'm trying to explain is that if you go with the Lumdis, since he made a neder, it must be that he's trying to answer something. It doesn't matter if you say Shelo Ocha Lecha or She Ocha Lecha. We have to figure out a way to teach his words to mean Isser.
We can't make his words mean what they don't mean. We can take intention if the word has two translations. We can't say that the words mean A or B, if they don't mean A or B. If a guy says table, we can't say he means share. We can only work within the words he says. We can't take words and make them mean what he doesn't want to mean, what the words don't mean. If a guy says, this should be one thing, and it's a word that makes no sense, it makes no sense. We don't write a new dictionary. Stam Nedarim LaHachmer means if there are two interpretations, we have a right to interpret it one way. But if there's no two interpretations, we can't. Why did he say it? I don't know. Send them to a therapist. I don't know. But you can't say a word means what it doesn't mean.
Meaning saying she'ocha l'cha, you can't touch it in a negative way.
There's going to be a Gemara later on that says you can, but if push it, no, you can't. Exactly.
I like the answer.
Thank you. Dr. Rush. The Hushanadar, the Bamai Sayayim, the Avalei Kuludi Surah, all Sundays were us. Now, the Rush has a problem. There were Sundays before his father died. Why don't we say maybe he means those Sundays? We're only talking about the Sunday his father died and the subsequent Sunday. What happened to the previous Sunday? Dr. Rush, the loy misapkala, we never had a doubt. Dilma bechad b'shaba kaitin shemes b'av kamatzis. They're going back to the Sundays before his father died. The milsa de pshiti, it's simple. The shlom and kaitim shvitas davim. When the guy said this bread is like this piece of meat, he didn't mean the piece of meat before he made it hektish. We don't go back to a history state that has no bearing. We go back to something that something happened on that day. So the question is, it doesn't exist anymore, but it existed. Going back before that, there's no reason to think that the guy would mean the Sundays before his father died. Why in the world would he say anything? Right? Or he means the shlomim before you donated it to Hegdish. And now comes the Gemara and answers what Rafaita wanted to say. Don't assume that he said it's like a Sunday. That was your shot. Maybe he said it's like the day the father died. That would have been another answer, a simple answer. The Gemara felt that it stuck to the Sunday and that he was usher every subsequent Sunday.
What's the Kiddush?
That's the question he said already.
Again, what's the Kiddush now? If he's usher every Sunday, so there's no Kiddush either. So the Gemara in Shavuos says the Kiddush is Yom Shenerig by Gedalia is the Kiddush. Because you were usher anyway. Rabbanan asked you to eat. Then this guy went and made a netter. And now he says, like the day Gedalia died. Does he mean the Issid Rabbanan that was there before? Or does he mean his man made Issa? It's usher to eat on some Gedalia.
Can an Isser call Isser on a derice on a drabana?
Yes. Yes. And by the way, just an other aside. It says over here, like the day that I saw you shalayim b'churbanat. Now, choynim bring a riot from here. Some place can hold that the day one goes to see you shalayim b'churbanat, he goes to the kaisom, he should not eat meat and drink wine that day. That calendar day, because he saw Shrine the Chubana, and the Gemara seems to say he banned himself from meat and wine. They bring a riot here to the Paiskim who say that the day the guy goes to the Kaisel, he shouldn't eat meat and wine. Now, I don't know if it means before he went, or it means the rest of the day. Mashma, the rest of the day.
What's the Dabra Nadra there?
He banned himself on that day of eating meat and wine. And then he said, this should be like the day I saw you slide the Chabana. He made it a double another. The Achleinim bring a riot, you see that it was common to do that. Why else would the Gemara bring this case? Now, it's not telling people to make a netter, but there's some Achleinim that want to say, Mr. Moore brings it, that the day one goes to see you slide the Chabana, he should not eat meat and drink wine the rest of the day. The rest of that calendar day.
When it says Kiyom Shenerag in all those cases, is it always talking about the day of the week?
I said, I don't know why they talk about that. No, Kiyom Shenerag brings out even, I think it means Gimel Tishrei, or Beis Tishrei, but I mean, we keep it on Gimel Tishrei.
Maybe he said the same thing for his father.
Again, I said when I read the Rush, that I don't know why he's talking about days of the week, not days of the calendar. But it's no difference.
Right. Okay.
Meaning, it could have been the same case that his father died on Yud Cheshvan, and the subsequent Yud Cheshvan's the 8th, and now he says like the day, like Yud Cheshvan. The same story. For some reason, the Rishonim talk about Sunday as opposed to the calendar day. I don't know why. I mean, they talk about the week, day of the week, not the day of the month.
He has to know about, nobody else has to understand which day he's speaking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Everybody have a wonderful day. I hope to be back. And Mr. Shem, it's here tomorrow morning.
It may have to do with the fact, with the weekly calendar versus...